The Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri is a great place to come and learn about a variety of animals. One of the very important and challenging tasks the staff veterinarian has here, though, is caring for raptors that are in danger. A specific problem and solution is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Dr. Stephanie Zeck is the staff veterinarian at the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri. In the past few years, she and other vets are seeing higher numbers of bald eagles with lead poisoning.
So a lot of people make the assumption that these animals are getting shot with a lead bullet, and that is not the case. No one is going out and shooting a bald eagle. What's happening is they get secondary lead poisoning.
So how are these eagles ingesting such high amounts of lead?
It could be through a number of things, either through ingesting like a lead hook or sinker, but we see an uptick in the wintertime, and so that really makes me think that it is related to the use of lead bullets for hunting. Eagles, yes, they're fish eaters, yes, they're hunters, but they're also to some extent scavengers.
And when bald eagles or other raptors ingest lead from hunting or fishing, it can be a deadly impact on the population.
There's a hunting culture here, and we support that hunting culture. We support it 100%. I just think that people aren't aware that when they're hunting with a lead bullet, they're killing more than just the deer.
Here in Springfield, they've seen very high lead levels in some bald eagles. Several have not survived. But the challenge is broader than this area or this species.
We don't always get them back. We're certainly lucky when we do. And this isn't just a Missouri problem. This is a nationwide problem. The California condor is still on the Endangered Species Act, and the main problem with its release is that it is getting lead toxicity.
The Dickerson Park Zoo here has been a key place for people to learn more about eagles and also a place to treat those birds hurt in the wild. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.